good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, March 12th, 2012. Live in our Kill Radio studios downtown. We've got a cool interview with Bruce of Pro Gold Bikes. They're makers of lube and cleaning towels and bike wash. We've also got race results from the Madeira stage race and a report from Bloody Duran, one of the local big orange racers from Southern California. He went to Northern Cal's Madeira stage race, U.S. Cup mountain bike, Ontario Grand Prix, and we've got some cool action shots and sounds from the staging area of the U.S. Cup held yesterday. Mountain bike racing at Benelli Park in San Dimas. So let's get into some race results right now. Okay, we got some cross-country mountain bike results down in Southern California at Vail Lake. Pro Men's winner, riding for Turbo, Ignacio Torres. Category 1 man, ages 19 to 24, riding for Aqua Al Dewey, San Diego Bike Club, Kyle Irriton. And in the Category 1 men's 50 to 54, Johnny O'Mara, picking up that win, riding for Baghouse Rock and Road. This was held on March 4th down in Temecula, California. In the women's pros, rounding out the podium in third place, Kylie Barron. Second place going to Ellsworth Velos's Dianira Guerrero. And your winner riding for B4B Show Air Shock Road and Rock and Road, Allison Mann. Category 1 women's 30 plus, Allison Jones picking up that win, riding for Show Air Rock and Road also. Heidi Volpe was your winner, riding for SoCal Endurance in the women's 40 and over. And in the junior women's 15 and 18 Category 2, Christina Granados picking up that win. Men's Clydesdales, ages 34 and under, Jorge Espinosa taking that win. That's for the Category 3 men's Clydesdales. You can find complete results at uscup.net for the Vail Lake Mountain Bike Cross Country Series, part of the U.S. Cup Series. Bike Sport Radio's here at the Pro Gold Lubricant tent. And Pro Gold towels, Pro Gold chain lube, and everything. And we're chatting with Bruce. What, Bruce, right?
Yes.
Bruce, how's it going today?
I'm doing quite well out here with the Pro Gold lubricant van and hanging out in sunny California.
Tell us about your product, and we've got a guy here who's going to try it out, too, right here in the parking lot. Tell us a little bit about your product.
Well, the lube that he's trying out is the, he's going to be using the original formula made in 1997. It's got metal friction technology in it. It helps keep the chain clean as it's going around the cassette and chain rings.
A dirt shedder, huh?
Yes, it is a dirt shedder, as some people call it. But we also have so many other great products that are out nowadays besides just the lube. We came out with a new product called the Extreme. The Extreme is a longer, thicker lube that will last up to 200 miles without reapplication.
Weather, a little more weather resistant for those that
much have more weather resistance for
maybe
the
mountain bikers too.
Roadie and mountain biking. Basically, it's great in the dry conditions.
And here goes Matt. Matt's just applied some. Matt Sullivan out here racing. He's going to try that on the parking lot here. Did you see him apply it correctly?
yes, I did. He could have wiped it off if he wanted to.
I see.
But you know, bad shifting on Matt's part.
Dope. Okay. And then we've got a chain gauge. It looks like you got some towels.
Chain gauges have been out since 1998. And our Luber pins are out. They've been out since 1999. That is an application so you don't have to take the cables off. Makes it very easy, and it's refillable with the original ProLite.
So you can inject it right in there in the housing.
Yes, you can, without having to worry about it. The other great product that we got coming out are the ProGold towels. One of these towels will clean your entire bike.
All right.
One towel will. And I'll show you. We'll give Matt, we'll let him do a sample.
All right.
Let him take this.
Let's go to Matt. Let's go to Matt now and see how that chain lube works.
Well, on a dirty chain, it actually works pretty good. I was riding kind of rough after my race, just coming up to the booth here, and it helped kind of take out the kinks.
All right,
so
cool.
It's running smooth. I thought I was having a hub problem, and now it's no problem at all.
All right, try out that towel now, and back to Bruce.
Well, we've got also some of the towels. One of those towels, Matt, if you open it up all the way, you've got a rough side and you got a smooth side on that towel.
Wow.
That one towel will clean your entire bike. A lot of the top pros are using them because they come in individual packs where you can take them on to the World Cup. You can take them everywhere else and just throw them right into your pack without having to lug around a big bulky item.
Right, right.
They're also great.
It smells like oranges.
Yes, it is. It's got degreaser in there. A citrus degreaser. They're great if you're out on the trail and you break down, your chain breaks down, and you're able to clean your hands right after you lube your, right after you fix your chain. It makes it incredibly easy to take care of. And we've also got our degreaser wash, which I feel is one of the best products that we make. It's been out since 2000.
This is a spray bottle of a liquid. For those of you radio watchers, you can't see this product, but it's a spray bottle. Okay.
Yeah, the spray bottle, the best thing about this is you spray it on there, you scrub it in, you walk away. Just for about 5-10 minutes. Go make a hamburger or something. Come back and you hose it down. Your bike is completely brand new, clean. It's that easy.
I want to try that.
Well, you go over to the wash station. We got some wash set up for them over there. People are trying it out here. We'll be out at Fontana if people want to come by and check that out. And it seems like we may be up at the LA Crit at the airport.
The LA Circuit Race coming up.
Circuit
hey, that'd
race.
Be cool to see you guys out here. We're here at the U.S. Cup in Benelli Park. And Matt's got his bike almost clean with one rag. How's it going?
So good. Just went through my drivetrain and it's picking up a lot of the dirt.
Wait a minute. You cleaned your drivetrain. Looks like you haven't used it yet.
That's the whole point, right?
Yeah, it is clean.
And it's looking good. And
all right.
And
good stuff.
Use the rest of this rag to just pick up all the dirt.
All right. That is good stuff. If somebody wants to find out more, how
you
do
can
find
go
it?
Online. You can order them at progoldmfr.com, where you can order direct. But basically, what we want you to do is go to the bike shops, and we want you to ask for it at the bike shops. We want the bike shops to bring in the extreme, to bring in the washes, to bring in the towels. And we've also got comic books for mountain bike. The first edition mountain bike comic book is out.
This guy's carrying his bike in a swamp, it looks like. It looks like he's alligator hunting out there. Sweet, the Voyager.
Yeah, it's a great, great company. Been around since 1997 out of Atlanta, Georgia. We're just glad to be out here in... Where are we in?
Benelli Park, San Dimas, California, on a great day.
So it is a great day.
All right. Anything else you want to add, Bruce?
Well, just ride well, ride safe.
All right. ProGoldMFR.com. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
You're quite welcome.
Got a Madera stage race report, as told by Blotty Duran, riding for Big Orange. Day one's morning criterium, he says. Almost comical, a crit course with four corners, each separated by about 20 seconds of straightaway. It was like a souvenir-sized crit course. No place to tire out, no place to get away in any breaks. Do the math. Everyone thinks they can win. Accident bonanza. Blotty says, I sat at the absolute back and just strolled to watch the fireworks play out. Crash! Lovely sounds. We were going so slow as this crash happened that despite a bike being laid down directly in front of me, I was approaching it at 20 miles an hour and just wheeled right around it. Didn't even have to chase back onto the pack. Second one happens on the corner and takes down five guys. Again, wheel around them and right back in. Final sprint, I launch from behind the entire field and take 12th. No risks taken at all to cash out an entire weekend. Madera Stage Race afternoon time trial, as Blotty says, my second ever individual time trial to date. Beautiful day, beautiful flat course in beautiful fields. Four corners, 10.4 miles, winds blowing hard. Intentionally, I do not want to put my guts out on this event, though I'd like to.
the road race is just too important. I decide to go at about 65 to 75% effort to conserve. Start gate. Dude holds my bike, says, "I got you. Be gentle with me," I said. They cracked up. I was in a goofy mood. People were in good spirits, and off I went. The first 10 minutes, all I did was stare at my power meter and heart rate. Kept heart rate in the 168 to 172 range and power at 270 to 290 watts range. Blotty says, "I don't know how to budget in these things, but I'm joyriding this thing to save for tomorrow's road race, just playing around." The second half, I ramp it up to 350 watts and heart rate is pegged at 186. I had so much firepower in the second half that it was abundantly clear I had gone way too easy in the first half. Ended up 20th out of about 50 with an average speed of 24 miles an hour. Day 2, road race. Madera stage race. Kicks off neutral, 2-mile start. Course just undulates through scenic fields until turning into a 2.5-mile ripped up cobble pavement section that devours bicycle wheels, then hangs right for some rolling punchers to the finish. Those punchers can extract 600 to 800 watts just by the nature of it being the most critical place to make splits in the field. Having done this course in Flathead a month ago, I had a bone to pick with the course. Each lap was 17 miles, and we were in for 4 laps. A couple breakaway attempts, then one concerted one of 2 guys, and they had at one point over a minute. We were cruising at a leisurely 19 miles an hour. Very odd given a breakaway up ahead. Eventually a bird whispered in my ear that those 2 guys in white jerseys pulling the entire field the last 15 minutes have a teammate up in the break. They were slowing us down on purpose, blocking a course. I made as ostentatious an effort as possible to point out that those guys at the front are slowing you down. Go around them. The field wised up and we reeled in the break in about 5 minutes. Then it was pretty obvious. A lot of people weren't prepared for what the deceptive course demanded. Flat tires left and right. The bikes are literally bouncing up and down. My water bottle cage even came loose. Play through. It's very difficult for the lighter, skinnier guys like me to hang on to the back pace of the pack as we started to drill it over the rough section, which then turned up to the punchers. Second lap, the guy who won the time trial started to up it a notch, and one guy followed him to the punchers. I kept an eye on him and realized he was strong enough to get away and stay away, so I hopped. It was us three working ahead of the field as they suffered to chase back on. We passed the Masters race as they were in attack mode, so it started getting confusing telling numbers apart. Referee on the motorcycle pulls up next to me and tells me to get the fuck off his wheel. He's not in your race. Oops, didn't even realize. Lap 2, where the race selections were really being made, the field shrunk from 50 to 25. I started thinking to myself, if I'm on this limit right now, there's no way they can hold this wattage. They didn't. Lap 3 was uneventful, save for hard pulls to shred more guys. Lap 4 comes, and more guys I had been working with get the popping tires, mechanicals, etc. War zone. I'm feeling like $1 million. Then it starts getting hot. I brought 2 bottles only. I pondered it the day before, knowing how quickly I can be depleted. 3 bottles to avoid the cramp? Nah, not in a race like this. It'll be fine. Sure enough, as we hit the cobble section, I felt that tingle in the left leg. Ouch. Please, please, hold out as we roll up the punchers. They up at a notch. The group is down to 12. Up comes the final 2 rollers. We're all starting to go at it. I know the stress is going to hit at any moment. I put in the attack to cream them for the sprint finish line in sight. I got this win, baby. Then the left leg seized like never before. I damn near had to unclip. Our group was now 10 guys, and I roll in at 9th place. A lot of complaining in the parking lot afterward about how miserably hard that race was. But great time up there all around, and great job to all those in Murrieta this weekend also, especially the one really cool winter guy. I can't remember his name. All right, thanks, Blotty, for that input on the Madera stage race in Northern Cal. Southern California's Ontario Grand Prix. Dare to Race, event number 2, that was on February 26th in the pro and amateur women's Cat 123s. Holly Breck ran out the podium in third place from SC Velo and Power Coaching. Beatrice Rodriguez in second. Also, SC Bello and Power Coaching, and Dotsie Bausch was your winner. Men's category ones, twos. Third place going to Ricardo van der Velde. Second place, SoCalCycling.com, Sessional Designs, Andrew Bosco, and your winner from Hammer Nutrition, CMG Racing Teams, Alexandre Darville. In the junior men's, 10 through 12, Weston Gim, riding for Major Motion, picking up that win. Junior men's, 13 through 14, Matthew Lai, riding for True Cycling, was your winner. Junior women's, 10 through 14, Courtney Comer, riding for Aqua El Dewey, San Diego Bike Club, was your winner. And in the junior women's, 15 to 18, Hannah Swan, riding for Strive Racing. Men's category fours. Third place, Lucas de Buren, riding for UC Riverside. Second place going to Leo Reyes. And your winner from Kretschmer Steel Racing, Tim Wu. Again, psvelo.com for full race results on the Dare to Race Ontario Grand Prix event number two. All right, this weekend's Madera County Stage Race, Northern California. The Ben-Hur Hill Climb, Elite Men's Pro 1s and 2s. Nathaniel English, riding for Ken to 5-Hour Energy, taking that win with the 29:13 time. And in the Criterium, Ken Hansen picking up the win there, riding for Optimum Pro Cycling, presented by Kelly Benefit Strategies. The Charon Time Trial, Michael Creed was your winner, also running for Kelly Benefit Strategies. And in the Dalton Road Race, Reed Mumford, riding for Optimum Pro Cycling, presented by Kelly Benefit Strategies, also was your winner in the category 1 and 2s. The Madera Stage Race Masters, 45 and over, Cat 4-5's G. Boyd Terrin, riding for Taleo Racing, picking up that win. And in the women's 1-2 pros, Allison Tetrick was your winner in the road race. Overall GC, Madera stage race, Michael Creed picking up the overall, followed by Nathaniel English in second and Evan Huffman in third. That was for the Cat 1-2 pro men. And in the women's category 1s and 2s, overall GCs, rounding out the podium in third place, going to Covaris Wells Fargo Racing's Flavio Oliveira. Second place, Metro Mint Cycling's Molly Van Howling. And your winner, overall GC, Allison Tetrick. That was the Madera stage race held March 9th and 10th in Northern California, 9th, 10th, and 11th Madera stage race. You can find complete results at ncnca.org.
All right, that was race results. We've got some upcoming events also in Northern Cal and Southern California. Coming up in Northern Cal on Saturday, March 17th, St. Paddy's Day, the Land Park Criterium, brought to you by Sacramento Golden Wheelman. That's in Land Park, William Land Park, Sacramento, off of the I-5 and the Sutterville Road exit. The Land Park Criterium, featuring races for all ages, including kids' rides. Kids' rides under 5, up to 12 years old. Ages up to 5 and 12 years old. Also men's and women's categories, beginner men's and women's, as well as elite and pro racing. The Land Park Criterium details are at sgwracing.com. Sacramento Golden Wheelman. sgwracing.com for all details. And in Southern Cal, also we've got some off-road mountain bike racing continuing. The U.S. Cup Series continues on March 24th and 5th at Fontana, the Fontana City National mountain bike cross country and Super D and downhill racing. Visit teambigbear.com for details on that, for doing it in the dirt. Also on March 24th, a new event in Southern California, the Rosanna Ranch Circuit Race, presented by Majestic Cycling. That's Saturday, March 24th. This is about a three-mile loop, I believe, a circuit race with some elevation gain as well, 2.5 to 3.7% climbs, 3.7-mile loop to be exact. This is out in Rosanna Ranch in the Riverside area, brought to you by Majestic Cycling. You can find full details at majesticcycling.com on the Rosanna Ranch Circuit Race. And following Rosanna Ranch on March 25th, Sunday, the Peninsula Hill Climb Time Trial Series continues with event number 2 in Palos Verdes at the corner of PV Drive East and Narbonne. Peninsula Cliff Climb categories for all SoCal Cup race groups and SoCal Cup points are awarded as well. This is a 6-mile hill climb. Full details at backontrackproductions.com, and race registration is now open at iamathlete.com. All right, we don't have a studio guest today, but we do have some cool footage and sounds from the U.S. Cup staging and starting area. So just sit back and enjoy some of the sounds of bike racing here at Bike Sport Radio. All right, we are in the staging area now here. 15 seconds to go. Bike Sport Radio. Live at Benelli Park. All right, there goes the first wave. Now here.
Raise your hand if you need a leg marking. Raise both hands if you like Patty Hinkley to mark your leg. I challenge you not to get at least a little excited. Final call. All category 2 men, you should be staged now. Category 2 men, please report to staging.
All right, the U.S. Cup, round 2, Benelli Park, staging call.
Michael, what's happening?
Hey, Brent House, what's going on?
Good luck, man. How do you think you're going to do?
What are you?
How do you feel?
One or you this?
No, I'm in the 50-54.
Okay.
You're in the 40-45, right?
45-49.
Right on. How'd you do the first one?
What first one?
Wasn't there a very first one in the U.S. Cup Series?
Oh, I didn't do it.
All right. All right, good luck, you guys.
It's like, come on, I just want to drive through. It's a park in the RV park. How should I find people over 14 feet here?
All right. Next heat, getting ready to go off.
You pre-rode the normal course this morning?
Wow. How's the course? Different from last year, a little bit.
You know, I didn't really know last year on the snow.
It's some new stuff.
It's sketchy.
I did some of the beginning stuff. It's some new stuff.
I think we go out on that long pavement.
We do. Yeah. Same like last year, but we go a little farther.
Yeah, no, it spits you way up in there. There's a long dirt climb. It gets you back down.
There's going to be people on the ground.
Oh, well, you know, and yesterday, I watched the races yesterday, and there was lots of water. Lots of people.
That's why I'm not fighting to get to the front right now.
What's that?
That's why I don't want to get to the front right now. I'm going to let it sort it out.
Well, you know, it's a long race.
5 miles? 5-something. 5 points?
I think it's more like 6-something.
6 miles?
Whatever it is, it seemed long to me. When I rode it yesterday, I rode it 1.5 times, and it Yes. It got me a little tired. Yeah, I wasn't
cool. A lot of technical to break it up. Slow down, speed up, slow down.
Yeah, so that's going to bust everybody up. And then on those off-camber turns that go down, people are going to shit right off.
Yeah, if you take the outside line, you're gone.
No, stay up tight. Bye.
All right, Bike Sport Radio anticipating the start. 1 more minute till the next wave goes off. James Riley here, fourth place last week. Looking for a podium spot in third or better today.
I need it.
How do you feel?
I feel a toothache. Yeah, I feel good. I'll forget about the toothache once I start getting the leg pain.
There you go. Anything that'll help to get the mind off the toothache. All right. 3 laps. All right, good luck.
Thank you.
35-39 on course now.
See, I went out way so hard. I saw that. I got it.
When you come back through here, you'll finish on the run. We'll have some fences set up right in the middle of your stage. If you can carry any energy gels out there with you, please put the trash back in your pocket. If you didn't clear-eye some of those off-camber corners,
go big orange.
The first half of this course are a little bit loose and sketchy, so don't go into those things too hot, or you're definitely going to be crashing. And finally, if you go by the triathlon training camp and the ladies are coming out of the water, keep your eyes straight ahead.
Well, we will.
You might just have to stop racing. Yeah.
Watch for the ladies in swimsuits. That's going to be one of the best obstacles I've ever come on a course. Woohoo! All right.
Masterman, 45 to 49, listen up. You are doing 3 laps of this cross-country course, 3 laps. When you come through at the end of the lap, right here in front of the stage, there'll be a fence set up in the middle of the road.
It's a tough course.
You'll lap on the left, eventually, you'll finish on the right. We have some categories behind you.
It's a tough course.
You are. If you carry any trash with you, any doing, any energy gel stuff, put the trash back in your pocket.
That's right. Announcer's wearing his helmet out here at Benelli Park at the U.S. Cup. Masters 45 to 49 on deck now.
How many what?
Pace yourself. 15 seconds. Whoever's got the most left in their legs at the end, pass them. Go! They're on course, Masterman 45 to 49. Now slowly moving toward the Masterman at a combined field, 50 to 54 and 55 to 59.
Wow, I've never lined up like that.
Listen up, Masterman.
Who was on Michael's wheel when you were coming back? I saw you coming back through the triathlon area. Yeah, somebody was on his wheel.
In the triathlon area?
On the pavement. On the pavement, you had somebody on your wheel.
Dropped him?
Yeah. Did you make top? How'd you do? How'd you think you did?
My carrot got away.
How do you think you did? Do you count, guys? Top 10?
What's your number? You're group 23.
23?
609.
You had a couple guys.
No,
out.
I'm 23.
Yeah, old guys. Oh, yeah. Well, there was a breakaway from cancer guy. He took off, by the way. He was gone.
Yeah, there are a couple guys that are just doing the race to get up in one.
I was railing guys in right away, and then I effed up that little kicker. Effed that up. I was like, 80.
A lot of traffic on that first technical section. A lot of traffic.
Oh,
trying to play, taking just a second of time to stay on the trail without kind of flipping.
Yep.
Then you do blowing out like at Bay of Lake, dude. I blew through like eight corners, couldn't get flipped in.
Yep.
My pedals were too tight, so I'm like slapping my pedal going down the hill, and that burns up fucking a minute right there. Eight, nine guys go by you,
yep,
as opposed to just maybe one, and then you get back on track.
Then we have the second person. You jump off your bike, you can't get back on, you can't handle the corner properly. I mean, same thing.
Those races are won or lost right in the technical.
I mean, there's a lot of pain. You can't go back so much something out there. That happened again out here, that one long climb on the front side. You're back up in the trees.
Yeah, it's so bumpy. You're trying to clip in. You hit the bumps. You clip, bump, clip, yeah, bump. You just can't get back in.
Failed hard, man.
Yeah.
Coming into one of those left-hand turns, too. It just slid out, and I just went boom in the weeds and on some rocks. And as soon as that, it's like, and I'm like, fuck, how am I going to get going now? Getting fast enough.
I think the single speed guys had an advantage out here.
Single speed?
Yeah. They weren't dropping their chains. Everybody with gears was blowing their shifts everywhere, man. It was a mess.
Actually, one guy in particular.
All good shifting all day.
One guy that dropped a couple times was riding that orange Niner.
Yeah.
Some guy. He's actually pretty fast, and all of a sudden I see him on the side.
I gotta get me a Niner, I think.
Want
to buy
this one?
Size
it. I was going to get.
Is that a Niner?
That's
an actual Niner.
For this to come out.
Sweet.
I'm doing the carbon version of this. Yeah, the new carbon one, the new carbon one.
The RDO?
Badass.
I think that's the one you sent me.
Yeah. Badass.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Short show today. And hey, drivers out there, if you're driving around cyclists, think before you drive around cyclists. Slow down. Give us 3 feet. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.